And this is Tom Rowe in the WGXC newsroom. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. We'll go to today's headlines. Katie Kozjanowski is reporting in the Register Star on recent changes at the Columbia Economic Development Corporation. On Tuesday, July 28th, the CEDC Board of Directors officially welcomed its interim executive director, F. Michael Tucker. Tucker replaced former part-time executive director Ken Flood. Tucker is the former head of the Center for Economic Growth in Albany. Quote, I hope to facilitate better oversight reporting to the Board of Supervisors and Economic Development Committee while I am here, unquote, Tucker said. Quote, I will be proposing an organizational structure for CEDC with the help of my staff, unquote. The meeting also marked the departure of Board President David Crawford. Crawford was presented with a bottle of gin by board member Greg Fingar as thanks for 25 years of service. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice will launch its sixth season Wednesday, July 29th in various venues throughout the town. It runs through Sunday, August 2nd. The event celebrates the human voice with a spotlight on the U.S. The five-day festival this year will feature the world premiere of Robert Mano's opera Do Not Go Gentle, The Last Days of Dylan and Caitlin, on a concert staging of Carlisle Floyd's Of Mice and Men, directed by the composer, and an evening of American songs with Frederica von Stade, Kevin McMillan, and Laura Flanagan. The festival also features workshops, lectures, panels, and Meet the Artist sessions. The Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice was founded by a group of opera singers in 2009. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Dan Goldberg and Brendan Cheney are reporting at Capital New York. Data released July 28th indicated nearly half of all New Yorkers rely on a federal program for their health insurance. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released the latest Medicare enrollee numbers for each state in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the program. There are 3.3 million New Yorkers enrolled in Medicare, coming in fourth nationwide behind California, Florida, and Texas. About 6.3 million New Yorkers are enrolled in Medicaid, according to the State Health Department, the second most in the nation. The population of New York is approximately 19.7 million. Michael Ryan reports in the Daily Mail that every effort is being made to keep the Westkill Baptist Church open somehow, as the number of churchgoers have shrunk to the point where the congregation in Lexington is giving up on the building. First, they offered the building to the town of Lexington. A conversion to a garage was considered, but there was little interest in creating new costs for the municipality. Now, conversations are underway with the non-denominational Mountaintop Christian Church, which currently does not have its own center but shares space at the Lexington Westkill United Methodist Church on Route 13A. Read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the five Chatham Town Board members voted in favor of a Climate Smart Communities Resolution July 16th, making it eligible for energy efficiency and green technology grants. Quote, once you sign up, you can do as little as you like, unquote, said Robin Reynolds, a representative from the Climate Smart Communities program, which does not cost Chatham anything to join. Quote, we should go back and tie it to our comprehensive plan, unquote, said town board member Jean Rode of the resolution. The next Chatham board meeting is at 7 p.m. Thursday, August 20th at the town hall. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Today is Wednesday, July 29th, 2015, and it's the fifth Wednesday of the month, so there's not too many town meetings or public meetings around town. The Hudson Community Development and Planning Agency Board is holding a special meeting to discuss the $100,000 donation to be made to the Galvin Foundation for the Senior Center project. That's at noon at 1 Front Street in Hudson. Call 751-1044 for more information. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region, including Greene and Columbia counties, for Wednesday, July 29th. Hot and humid weather is expected. Sunny with a high near 92 today. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 68. Thursday, the forecast is for showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly between 2 and 3 p.m., with a high near 89 and a low around 62. Friday, sunny with a high near 88 and a low around 61. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.